Last night, Google showed us a phone that can run our errands. Its AI will book the table, order the groceries, call the shop, tap through the app so we don't have to. And I want to be honest right away, part of me wants it. Life is full of small, tedious tasks, and something that quietly handles them sounds like a gift. So let me not pretend this is simply sinister. It isn't. But let me think forward about the trade we're being offered, because it's a subtle one. Here is what the machine needs in return for that convenience. To act inside your apps, it has to see your apps, all of them as they appear on your screen, your bank, your messages, your whole small private world, glanced at continuously by something that isn't you. We're being asked to trade a little visibility into everything, in exchange for not having to tap a few buttons ourselves. And the thing about that trade is that it feels tiny each time, and enormous only in aggregate. Now the deeper shift, the one I actually want you to sit with. For all of history, doing a thing and deciding to do a thing were the same act. You book the table by booking the table. What agentic AI quietly separates is the deciding from the doing. You say what you want, something else carries it out. That's convenient. It's also the slow outsourcing of a muscle, the small, constant practice of acting in the world ourselves. Use any muscle less and it weakens. So my calibration, honestly. I'd put high confidence that these agents become normal fast, because convenience always wins in the short run. That's just how we're built. What I'm genuinely unsure about is what we become on the other side of it. More free, with the trivial handled, and our attention returned to what matters, or more dependent, having handed away both our data and our habit of doing things for ourselves. What would tip me toward hope is if we treat these agents like tools we pick up deliberately for the tasks that truly don't deserve our attention, rather than a default we let quietly run our lives. And that's where I'll leave it, because this one really is in our hands. The agent that books your dinner is genuinely useful, and the phone that watches everything to offer it is genuinely a lot to give away. Both are true. Nobody is going to make that trade wisely for us. The one thing worth holding on to as these helpers arrive is the deciding, staying awake to what we hand over and keeping for ourselves the parts of our lives that were never meant to be automated away. This case was examined at gafam.ai.